Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amy Green with Washington County 4-H about a father-daughter dance with Elsa from Frozen.
Can you tell us about the Winter Wonderland dance that's been scheduled?
Yes, this is an event that our 4-H County Council has just recently planned and gotten very excited about to offer something this winter to the young girls of the Washington area. It's specifically kind of a father-daughter dance or some special adult man in their life for kindergarten through fourth grade girls get to bring their date to the fairgrounds. We're having it in the building here on the fairgrounds, Dahlmeyer Hall, in the lower level, and we're going to be having 2 hours worth of dancing, and we'll also have kind of some game tables set up with crafts. And we're most excited about having special guest Elsa from Frozen will be there and a part of our picture booth and also a part of the dancing and fun that will go on throughout the night.
Great. And is this the first time that this event has been held through Washington County 4-H?
Yes, Washington County 4-H has not done anything like this before. So we're very excited to see what kind of a crowd and new people come and get to be a part of it.
And right now it feels like Elsa's already here. It's so cold out.
Yes. The Winter Wonderland theme has started a little early, so we are crossing our fingers for good weather. January 31st is the date of the event, and we did make sure to put out on all the registration materials to listen to KCII in case there is dramatic weather and we have to make some changes. But we are crossing our fingers. We can mostly be Winter Wonderland inside.
Great. And in addition to dancing, are there some other activities going on?
We have a couple special kind of fun pretend snow activities that they will be able to do. We will have also a fun photo booth that has lots of different props, and Elsa will be assisting with that. And then we will have a refreshment area with cookies and punch and some other light snacks that they can be a part of that night.
And where did the idea to have this event come from?
There's been a couple communities that I have seen do this as different fundraisers, and so we thought this would be a fun thing. Our county council has sponsored a dance in the past at the county fair, and it hasn't always worked with the schedule. There's so many things going on, so they wanted to continue kind of a dance event, but added a whole new twist to this one. So they are excited.
And how will the funds that are raised be used?
We are looking to have a giant kind of community service day for all of the county 4-H'ers to participate in with a variety of different projects. So we're hoping that the funds from this can be kind of the seed money for some of those community service projects that we will do.
Great. And then how do fathers and daughters sign up for this event, and how much does it cost?
It costs $15 per couple, so that would include one child and one adult. That also gets the young girl a corsage when she comes in that night, and it also gets them their refreshments. We will have some door prizes, and then we also will be emailing 4 digital photos to the families to use however they'd like to. And we are taking registrations until January 23rd at that $15. Otherwise, they can also just come that evening at the door and pay $20 per couple. We also have a fun additional component to it where our county council kids are going to be doing hair and nails that afternoon for any girls who want a little extra Winter Wonderland touch. And they can pick an appointment time on their registrations, and that's an additional $10 to be a part of that part of the event. Our registration forms we have available at the Extension office or also on our website. We'd be happy to email that out to anyone also. If they wanted to call the Extension office, we could send that out to them.
And are the County Council members excited for this event?
Yeah, our committee who has been planning it, it all just snowballed very, very quickly. And so they are very excited, have been out already kind of soliciting some donations to help with the treats and help with the hair products. And so everything's coming together very nicely.
And if there are some businesses that may want to donate some hair assistance or corsages or refreshments, are those being accepted?
You bet. There is still time to get on board, and we'd be happy to give your business recognition as being kind of a sponsor and a donor to this event. If you just wanted to give me a call at the Extension office, we'll find a way to to put you and your ideas to use.
Great. And in closing, can you again remind people when and where this event will be held?
The Winter Wonderland Father-Daughter Dance is going to be held on the fairgrounds in the basement of Dahlmeyer Hall on January 31st, and the dance runs from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and then we're also having the special hair appointments from 3 p.m. to 5:30 that day. And we'd like registrations by January 23rd. Otherwise, walk-ins are also welcome that day.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Amy Green of Washington County 4-H, speaking about a father-daughter dance happening in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.